Report, CDC tighten mask guidelines after threats from teachers' union. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 9, 2021. The Biden administration tightened its masking guidance after one of the country's most powerful teachers' unions, the National Education Association, NEA, threatened White House officials with publicly releasing harsh criticism of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, according to internal emails obtained by Fox News. On May 13, the CDC announced that fully vaccinated Americans could stop wearing masks indoors and outside. One day later, White House Director of Labor Engagement Erica Dinkelsmith wrote in an email she stopped the NEA from releasing a critical statement that had called for immediate clarification. Would you know when Dr. Walensky would be able to call NEA President Becky Pringle? Dinkelsmith wrote in the email. They've gotten significant incoming and are getting targeted for a response from the media. I've gotten them to hold on their statement calling for clarification. Dinkelsmith then received a draft of the NEA statement. We appreciate the developing nature of the science and its implications for guidance. But releasing the guidance without accompanying school-related updates creates confusion and fuels the internal politicization of this basic health and safety issue. CDC has consistently said, and studies support, that mitigation measures, including to protect the most vulnerable, remain necessary in schools and institutions of higher education, particularly because no elementary or middle school students, and few high school students, have been vaccinated. This will also make it hard for school boards and leaders of institutions of higher education to do the right thing by maintaining mitigation measures. We need CDC clarification right away. After coordination with the Biden White House, the teachers' union released a statement with a much softer tone, which was then followed by the CDC clarifying its guidance to recommend that everyone, regardless of their vaccination status, should be masked in schools. The emails reportedly also show the White House and CDC having extensive contact with teachers' union leadership. On May 14, Dinkelsmith reportedly asked CDC Chief of Staff Sherry Berger to connect NEA President Becky Pringle with the CDC director. Berger responded by writing "Will do," adding that the CDC director was connecting with Becky now. Less than 30 minutes later, Berger sent another email saying she had spoken with Pringle and Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, another one of the nation's most powerful teachers' unions. The next day, the CDC updated its masking guidance to recommend that everyone should be masked in schools, regardless of vaccination status. The emails showing coordination between the Biden administration and teachers' unions come just months after reports of documents suggesting the AFT shaped Biden administration policies on the reopening of schools, despite President Joe Biden's pledge to follow the science on pandemic policy. The documents, obtained by the conservative group Americans for Public Trust, showed the AFT lobbying the CDC and succeeding in having some of their recommendations adopted. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.